Joshua chapter 6. I'm going to read a few verses from there. Starting in the beginning, Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out, no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with the king and its fighting men. See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands." Turn to your neighbor and say, "God has delivered Jericho into your hands." Jericho Hallelujah. എനിക്കോവിനെ നിന്റെ കരത്തിൽ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചിരിക്കുന്നു. ഒന്നിനു പോലും കണ്ടെടുത്തിരിക്കുന്ന ആളുണ്ട്. എനിക്കോവിനെ നിന്റെ കരത്തിൽ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചിരിക്കുന്നു. Whatever is the Jericho today, praise God, that we are facing, it is the promise of God that God is giving Jericho into your hands today. Can you believe and trust Him? Praise God. Hallelujah. And after receiving the instruction, verse 6 continues. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the people, the bands, march around the city with the armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord. When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priest who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the ark. All this time, the trumpets were sounding. Praise God. But Joshua had commanded the people, "Do not give a war cry, do not raise your voice, do not say a word until the day I tell you shout. Then shout." Verse 15. On the 7th day, they got up at break. At the daybreak, so they got up early in the morning on the 7th day and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day they circled the city 7 times. So totally how many times they circled the city? Just compute in your heart, in your mind, and tell me, etra pravishyam avara cityyude chuttum nadannu mottam ippol. ആദ്യത്തെ 6 ദിവസം 1 പ്രാവശ്യം നടന്നു. 7th ദിവസം 7 പ്രാവശ്യം നടന്നു. On the first 6 days they walked once a day. And on the 7th day they walked 7 times. So how many times they walked? 13 times. So on the 7th day they complete the 13th circle around the city. The city of Jericho is a small city, probably around 12 to 15 acres of land. And around, if you walk around it, it may be around 2 miles. And if you walk on an average pace, you can finish it in about half an hour. You can walk around the city in about half an hour, say 45 minutes. So on this last day, they walk up early in the morning so that they can complete the journey. So probably at 6 o'clock in the morning, they all... they were excited at that time on the 7th day because they knew that something is going to happen. Praise God. Something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. Because God promised that I have given this city. Praise God. God's promise is that I have given the city. So even from the first time they are walking around the city, they knew that something is going to happen. Something wonderful is going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we say together, something is going to happen. Something wonderful is going to happen. Hallelujah. They want to put it on over here. Everyone will look at it, but they want to put it on over here. Something is going to happen. The first time they walked around the city, they didn't really feel anything happening. Silently, of course. trumpet was blowing, but people were commanded not to say a word. Not even to say a word. The second day they continued. Verse 20. Coming to verse 20. When the trumpets sounded, the people shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the walls collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. Hallelujah! On the seventh day, after they completed the seventh circle, praise God. Hallelujah. When Joshua gave the command to shout, they shouted. And when they shouted, the walls came down. And you know what was happening all these 12 other times? And I believe that each time they walked around the city, the faith was kind of building up slowly in their hearts. Each time you don't see any result yet, but you know that God's promise is there. So each time they walked around the city, a little bit of faith, more was building up in their heart. The children of God, each time we pray, each time we continually pray for the same thing, what should happen is, faith should build up a little more than before. A little more than before. So that when the time comes, when the time of promise comes, when the shout is uttered from the lips of the people, at the command of Joshua, something great is going to happen. God will bring the city down. Can you believe that? Hallelujah. I prayed one time, no answer. I prayed two times, no answer. I prayed three times. I prayed four times, there is no answer. God, where are you? You may ask the question, God, where are you? But God is telling you, keep praying. Keep praying. Each time you pray, a little bit of faith should build up in your heart. Hallelujah. And on the 13th time, I believe that they were ready and their faith was in a point that they were bursting with a promise, with a faith that there is something great going to happen at this time. Let me tell you about a legend of an old saint who lived about 1st century BC, and his name was Pliny. Can you say Pliny? You have never heard of him. I think you never heard of him. But he became a legend. Because of one thing. Because almost about the 1st century of BC, the Old Testament prophets have died about 400 years ago. The last of the prophets, they read Malachi, which was written about 400, before 400 BC. But there were no prophets in Israel. The voice of God was not heard. People even forgot that there is a God. People believed that God has forgotten them. But there was this one man whose name was Pliny, who lived just outside of the city wall of Jerusalem. And he believed that God will still answer that prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And there was a great drought. People were dying because of the drought. And everyone came to Pliny and said, we have to do something about it. And Pliny said, yes, I'm going to pray to God for a great rain. You know, many Americans and they were going to talk to God. And then 400 വർഷമായി പ്രവാചകന്മാരുടെ ശബ്ദം കേൾക്കാത്ത ആ ഇസ്രായേലി ആ ഹോണി എന്ന ആ സെയിന്റ് എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞതാണ് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നത്. He took a big staff of about 6 feet long. He stood on the ground. All the people gathered around him. And he started drawing a circle on the sand with that staff in his hand. He moved methodically and he moved slowly. And he completed the circle. And he stood in the middle of the circle. And then he dropped it with his feet. And then he raised his hands to God. In the middle of the circle, and said, oh God, great Jehovah, I promise you in the name of your precious promise that I will not move outside of the circle until you answer the people's prayer. നീ നിന്റെ ജനത്തിന്റെ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് മറുപടി തരുന്നത് വരെ ഈ സർക്കിളിന്റെ പുറത്തേക്ക് ഞാൻ കടക്കില്ല. And that single word of prayer, single sentence of prayer, sent a shudder into the hearts of the people. The reason was that that voice was not really coming from the vocal cord. That voice was coming from somewhere deeper within. And there was an authority in that voice, in that prayer. Just like Elijah of the Lord had prayed as he was standing in the mountain of Carmel, repeating the same memories. People watched. What's going to happen? This man praying. God will not move outside the circle until you answer the prayer. As the prayer was rising up, something miraculous happened. Raindrops began to fall down. Even as he was praying, the raindrops began to fall down.
Hallelujah.
And the raindrops saw it was a sprinkle-like rain. And the saint of God again started to pray, God, I'm not praying for this kind of a rain. I want a great rain of God. And then the onlookers, the eyewitnesses, said that rain began to come in such a measure that every raindrop was the size of an egg. Such a huge rain began to fall. And this saint, this horny, he was still kneeling in the middle of the circle. And then he refined his prayer again. And he said, God, it is not for such a rain I pray. Praise God. I want the rain of your blessing. I want the rain of your favor. And they want the reign of your grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then the rain began to fall very softly and very calmly. And the rain became so big that in that year, the people were saved because God answered the prayer of the people. And one thing I want to tell you, church, when our prayers ascend before God,
hallelujah,
God will begin to answer the prayer. How many of you believe that? Praise God, hallelujah. I want to tell you about the power of a single prayer. After that old saint holy has done his prayer, the earth has rotated around the sun about 2,000 times. 2,000 years have passed. Before that man drew a circle in the sand and stood in front of it. But I want to tell you, church, Holy began to be known as a legend, as a circle maker. That's what he is known as. A circle maker. He became known as a circle maker. God is still looking for people who are circle makers. അതിന്റെ നടുവിൽ മുട്ടുകൊണ്ട് നീ എന്റെ യാതനയ്ക്ക് മറുപടി തന്നിട്ടല്ലാതെ ഈ വലയത്തിന്റെ ഈ വൃത്തത്തിന് പുറത്തേക്ക് ഞാൻ കടക്കയില്ല എന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്ന ചിലരെ ദൈവത്തിന് ആവശ്യമുണ്ട്. നീ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് മറുപടി തരുന്നവനാണെന്ന് ഞാൻ വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നു. ഈ ദിവസങ്ങളിൽ കർത്താവെ പ്രാർത്ഥനയുടെ ഒരു വലയം സൃഷ്ടിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് പ്രാർത്ഥനയുടെ ഒരു വൃത്തം വരച്ചിട്ട് അതിന്റെ മധ്യത്തിൽ നിന്നുകൊണ്ട് കർത്താവ് നീ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് മറുപടി തരാതെ ഞാൻ ഇവിടെ നിന്നും മാറുകയില്ല എന്ന് പറയുവാനുള്ള ആത്മധൈര്യവും വിശ്വാസവും എന്റെ ഹൃദയത്തിൽ തന്നെ. God, give me the courage, give me the power, and give me the faith so that I can say that I will not move away from the circle until you answer my prayer, God. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to know that God honors God.
Since our prayers honor God, since our bold prayers honor God, God will immediately honor bold prayers. Hallelujah. Our prayers may be very timid. Our prayers may be very small. Our prayers may be very limited. Our prayers may be that something which even we can do. But God wants you to pray about things which you cannot do, but only God can do.
Hallelujah.
Let me begin to pray that God do this, hallelujah, which only God can do. Then His name will be glorified. And then He will begin to answer, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. God heal my body is a prayer that you can pray, hallelujah, which God will suddenly answer.
Praise God.
And this morning, if you are afflicted in your body, let me tell you, God is ready to answer that prayer.
How many of you can believe that?
Can you draw a circle around your life? Can you draw a circle around your children? Can you draw a circle around your job? Can you draw a circle around your finances? Can you draw a circle around your weakness in your body, your diseases? And draw a circle and stand in the middle and say, God, I will not depart from here until you answer my prayer.
Hallelujah.
God is looking for circle makers. God is looking for people who can boldly take their faith and draw a line in the sand where no line exists and stand in the middle and cry, God, I am here. Now you have to come down and answer my prayer.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. You know, the greatest moments in life are when human impotence is met with God's omnipotence.
Hallelujah.
When we feel weak, when we know that we cannot do anything, the impotence, we cannot do anything, at that moment, at the omnipotent God, with His mighty power, comes and intervenes. Those are the mighty moments in our life.
Hallelujah.
The greatest moments in our life is not when we get accolades. But the greatest moments in his life is when God intervenes in our life. When we feel the weakest. When we feel that nothing else can be done. When we feel that I have reached the end of the rope. When I feel that I have reached a point where I cannot go further.
Hallelujah.
When we feel so weak and impotent, that's when we kneel down in the presence of God. That's when we draw a circle around us and plead unto God. Hallelujah. You can see the power of God descending from heaven.
Hallelujah.
And intervening, taking over.
But you cannot do anything.
God will begin to do things.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I don't know what exactly is the details of the circumstance that you may be going through.
But I want to encourage you. This 2012 should be a year where you draw a circle in the sand.
Bring your situation. Bring your need. Bring your affliction. Bring your pain. Bring your impossibilities and place that in the circle.
Hallelujah.
Place that in the circle and lift your eyes, lift your arms, and lift your heart and kneel down and pray, God, I will not move until you move.
Hallelujah.
Church, this must be the year of prayer. This must be the time when we have to seek the face of God so that He can move in our lives and around our lives in the circumstances of our life.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, your prayers and my prayers are the best predictors of our spiritual destiny. And in fact, I will go as much as to say that the transcript of our prayer becomes the
Your life's destiny is determined by the transcript of your prayer. Whatever you pray, that becomes your life story. Whatever you pray, that becomes what God does for you. And that becomes the transcript of your own life.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Your prayer is powerful. Your prayer is powerful.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. When God commanded Joshua to walk in a circle around the city, I know that the first time the soldiers marched around it, they felt a little foolish.
What are we doing here?
We are soldiers. We have weapons. We are trained in war. And now this.
What is this?
We are just walking.
Just walking around the city.
They might have discussed with somebody else and others. Why can't we just use a running road? Why can't we just use a device to destroy this
war?
And then the others said, why can't we just hang rope ladders and climb over there? What kind of warfare it is? And then others may say, why can't we do what others do? Make flaming arrows and throw into the city.
Most of the warfares.
They may have discussed with each other. But now we are simply walking around.
Walking around, doing nothing.
Hallelujah. But let me tell you, when you walk in that circle, when you walk in that circle which God has commanded, something is building up behind the scene. Something is happening behind the scene which you do not see.
Hallelujah.
And when you complete that circle, when you complete the circle of your faith, when you complete the circle that you have created,
hallelujah.
When the 13th time comes, when the 13th time comes,
hallelujah,
the full measure of the power of God,
hallelujah,
which was waiting to be released until then, will come in a glorious,
hallelujah,
appearance, which will destroy the enemy, which will destroy the walls of Jericho. Walls of Jericho is no problem for Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Walls of Jericho may be a big problem for us.
Hallelujah.
But that's not a big problem for God.
Hallelujah.
The big problem for God,
hallelujah,
is really for his people to get to draw a circle and stand and pray.
Hallelujah.
അതിന്റെ മധ്യത്തിൽ ഞാൻ നിന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കും, നിന്റെ സാന്നിധ്യം ഇവിടെ വെളിപ്പെടണമേ, നിന്റെ സാന്നിധ്യം ഇവിടെ ഇറങ്ങി വരണമേ, നിന്റെ സന്നിധിയിൽ ഞാൻ നിൽക്കുന്നു, നിന്റെ മറുപടി ലഭിക്കുന്നത് വരെ ഞാൻ നിൽക്കുന്നു, നിന്റെ മറുപടി ലഭിക്കാതെ ഞാൻ ഇവിടെ നിന്ന് പോകുകയില്ല. There are many examples in the Bible you can see who drew circles around their life.
Hallelujah.
Who drew circles around their life. And said, God, I will not depart from here. I will not do anything until you answer. Elijah did that. He didn't literally draw a line.
Hallelujah.
But he stood there and said, God, because of your mighty name, in the Mahatma Namamurtha, Nan in the Dasanami Janamariyanda. So that the people will know that I am your servant. I pray that you send the fire of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And later after that victory, he went down and sat alone. And he sat alone, he put his head on his knees. He didn't even bother to look up. He was just looking down. Because he knew that the time has come. The time of promise have come. The time of promise have come that the rain should come again. Hallelujah. There was drought in the land, yet children of God, your brothers and sisters, the time of the rain has come. Do you believe that the time of rain has come? I believe that. I didn't get up in the money with the summer. I didn't know what happened in the water. God is going to send it.
The first time he prayed within the circle, the first time he prayed, and as he saw them, go and see if there's any cloud.
No cloud.
After the first prayer, there's no cloud.
After the second prayer, there's no cloud.
After the third prayer, there's no cloud.
After the fourth prayer, there's no cloud. It's a little God, let me ask you, how many times are you ready to pray?
Will you give up after the first time? Will you give up after the second time? Will you give up after the third time? Hallelujah. On the seventh time, the servant came back and said, hallelujah, I see something. I see something far away. I see something far away. I see a small cloud in the shape of a man's hand. Hallelujah. ഒരു മനുഷ്യന്റെ കൈപ്പറ്റി പോകുന്ന ഒരു മേഘം ഞാനൊരു വിധികളുടെ കാണുന്നുണ്ടോ? ഹലോയ
This new year you have given to us, O God. I want to draw a circle around me for my spiritual growth. I want to draw a circle around my family. I want to draw a circle around my church. And this circle should expand as we begin to win territory for Him. It starts in our personal life, but expands. It's an ever-expanding circle. And that ever-expanding circle should include more and more every day. It should include others. It should include the city. It should include the world. Lord, you have to come down. Lord, you have to come down. I want to challenge you. Will you decide that, God, if you allow me, I want to pray at least 1 hour every day. Listen. I want to pray at least 1 hour every day. It's a big commitment. It's a major commitment. I'm not asking you to come into a place and pray. But I want you to challenge you decide in the presence of God. God, I know that it is not human wisdom that prevail. It is not our desire that prevail. It should be your will and your presence that should manifest. Therefore, I am ready, O God. I am ready to try it. But you help me. I want to pray at least 1 hour a day. Can you lift your hands? Can you lift them up? It's a major commitment. It's lift your hands. It's a desire that you are expressing to God. But I want to pray at least 1 hour a day.
Hallelujah.
And I want to do a circle. A circle which includes so many things. Not only about me, but about others.
Hallelujah.
Be a circle maker. I want to be a person who creates a circle. That the presence of God will be manifested in God. But I thank you for the children of God who lifted their hands in faith. I pray that you help them about to be people who make and create circles in the sand before you. So that as you command, when we walk around the circle around the Jerichos, all Jerichos will fall down.
Hallelujah.
In faith and power. I bless them, O God. Help them in every way.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, shall we be saved.